Hey everybody, welcome to the Balance Boss Podcast. I am your host, Lauren Zoller, and today's episode is a very special episode. If you've been following me for a while now, you've probably noticed that I am in the middle of a huge transition in both my personal life and in my business. I wanted to take today's episode to give you an inside look at exactly what that transition looks like, and also give you tips that you can apply into your own life when transition hits you. When transition shows up in our lives, it can be beautiful and it's really hard to navigate with ease. So I'm going to be giving you everything about this transition from the messy breakdowns all the way to the little triumphs that are keeping me on track. So without further ado, let's jump right in.
Welcome to the Balanced Boss Podcast, where we discuss how to live abundantly in all areas of your life. Here is your host, and work-life balance coach, Lauren Zoller.
Oh man, transitions. Let's talk about it. So if you have been following me since the beginning of my journey, you'll know that I created a coaching practice that started 4.5 years ago, rooted in helping CEOs and executives really find balance between life and work. And somewhere along that journey, I hired a coach that was adamant about me making the transition into business coaching. And so about 2.5 years into my journey of being a coach, I decided to make a complete shift and step into the space of being a business coach because I was told that it was a lucrative decision at the time. And so from this shift in my life, which was another shift, not the shift that we're going to talk about today, through this shift in my life, I created something magical and beautiful that really has helped a ton of online entrepreneurs step into the space of building a business with impact that is lucrative. The Balance Boss Company was launched from this shift. And as of today's date, we have served over 400 entrepreneurs, consultants, and coaches who really want to step into the online space and launch and scale their online business. We have become one of the number one resources for impact-based entrepreneurs to step into the online space and level up their life. And because of that, I am so grateful. The Balance Boss Company has a full team. I have an assistant, I have a sales team, I have a lead gen team. It's been such a beautiful experience to be able to see this dream that was really deep-rooted in my heart come to life. And at that time in my life, my impact statement when I first started Balance Boss Academy was that I wanted to show the world that coaching is powerful. And I wanted coaches to feel empowered to monetize their impact and reach a greater audience to give people what they needed. Because I truly do believe in the power of coaching. And it's been such an amazing journey. There's been a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And that just comes with starting any business that you have. And now in the Balance Boss Company, we have self-study courses. We have group coaching courses. We still do one-on-one coaching with master coaches. And I myself still do one-on-one business coaching. And we even have a mastermind program that's for established coaches who are looking to expand their impact even more and create teams. And while all of this is beautiful and running like a well-oiled machine, about 3 months ago, I woke up and I had that dreaded feeling, which you may know in the pit of my stomach, that something wasn't right. I woke up and I was dreading stepping into my work for the day. And I remember this feeling back from when I was in the corporate world of waking up and not wanting to go into work. I equate it whenever I talk to my clients as this deep fire in the pit of your belly that is getting ready to burn out. It's like you can't even muster the courage to get out of bed and go do what you need to do to get through the day because you just feel a sense of dread and not wanting to move forward. And so this same feeling that I felt when I was in the corporate world came back 3 months ago. And the second it appeared, I knew. I was like, oh man, this is not going to be great. This is not going to be good. This is a sign that something needs to shift. And so it was at that time that I was able, instead of sitting in it and just trudging forward, I was able to kind of move through it. And the first thing I did, I remember I had a meeting that day with my assistant, Allie, and I walked into our meeting and I said, something's not right. Like, the heart's missing. Like, the heart is missing in this business, and I can't figure out what it is, and I don't know what it's going to look like, but I just need you to know that we're going to have to shift, and there's going to have to be a transition at some point. So that was the catalyst and the start, really, to this huge life and business shift that has been unfolding over the past couple of months. And it has been a rocky, rocky journey. So if you're listening right now and you're going through any transition in your life, whether it be the ending of a relationship or the shift in a career or just this underlying deep-rooted belly knowing that something in your life needs to change, this right now is your permission to allow that shift to happen. And I wish that somebody would have given me permission 5-6 years ago to let that unrest be okay. And so that's what I really want to talk about today. I will be fully transparent in letting you know that I am in the middle of a shift. And because I'm in the middle of a shift, I don't really know what the light at the end of the tunnel is going to look like on the other side. But what I do know is the tools that I have used for myself to be able to get to that light at the end of the tunnel work. And that's what I want to share with you today. So Balance Boss Academy and the Balance Boss Company is still thriving and moving forward. It is still going to be serving coaches, serving consultants, serving online entrepreneurs, and helping them launch and scale their impact-based businesses and really making an impact on the world. That is still happening. But in my personal life, there has been a shift. And because I was told years ago that business coaching was going to be the lucrative route, a part of me inside, not died a little, but I came to this realization that I wasn't honoring what that soul work was and what that soul purpose was. So if you've been following me over the past few weeks, you've seen that I have been very transparent in letting many of you know that I'm stepping back into the space of life coaching and really helping soul-centered men and women speak their truth and step into the purpose and the passion that they were put on this earth to move forward with. And regardless of where you are in the timeline of life, knowing that it's never too late to shift and to make a transition in your life. So that's what's starting to unfold. And when I'm a systems person, so when this started to break down for me and I started to have a breakdown, I knew that it was going to be the beginning of a breakthrough. And I thought to myself, you know what? I really need to document this as it's happening so that I can share it with my listeners and I can share it with my followers, share it with my clients so that they can use and know the system when unrest and a sense of shift and a sense of transition shows up in their life. So I'm going to give you the process of what that looks like and what I'm currently in and how it's helped me transition in the past. So the first thing that happens in any huge transition in your life is that you have to acknowledge how you feel. And what this means is that something deep down will feel like it needs to shift. That is the beginning of any transformational process. So let's use an example of an alcoholic. I always use this example whenever I work with clients. An alcoholic can continue down the same pattern of abusing alcohol for years on end. It can be something that keeps them paralyzed. And if you've ever dealt with someone who has dealt with addiction in their life, and you have tried to help someone through addiction, and you have helped get them to a rehab facility, you'll know that the only way that addiction is really shifted in someone's life is when they acknowledge that there is a problem at hand. So it's the same with transitions, the same with shifts in your life. The moment that you can acknowledge that something isn't right and that there needs to be a shift is always the first step. So going back to my situation, the morning that I woke up and I knew deep down in my belly that something wasn't working and the current business that I was running and the way that I was running my life, that was the first step in knowing, hey, guess what? This doesn't feel right. And I was acknowledging that something needed to shift. So that's the first step, is acknowledgement, really knowing that something isn't right and it needs to shift. The second step is to sit in that unrest. So there are a lot of coaches out there that will say, you need to take action immediately. And while I do think that this is true, you can't sit in unrest for a long time. There is something to be said for allowing yourself to feel all of the emotions that are tied to this place of unrest. And here's the reason why. If you don't feel the emotions and you don't acknowledge the emotions, chances are you're going to bulldoze through them. And if they show up again down the line, you're not going to be able to recognize them. So even though you want to make forward progress quickly, which you should, you also need to sit in that unrest and really know that these are the feelings that are showing up around it. Let yourself feel the feelings that are associated with the unrest so that you can label what isn't working. So that's the second step, is to sit in the unrest and acknowledge exactly what that looks like. And then the third step is to set an intention for where you want to go. Now, this can be difficult depending on where you are. So let's use the example of a relationship that isn't working and you wanting to shift yourself into a new state of being in that relationship. And you can't really see where it is that the relationship needs to go, but you know how you want to feel as a result of that shift. So when you set the intention that you want to feel more joy in your relationship, and you say it out loud, and you begin to shift your mind into the space of joy, that's the third step. You're setting the intention for the shift to happen. Now, for me and my business, I wanted to feel that fire and that soul calling again. That's what was missing for me. When I woke up that morning and I felt like that fire in my low belly was gone, and I knew I was dreading hopping on a sales call or hopping into a meeting with my team, I knew that I needed to set the intention for the soul to come back into my work. And I knew that in the transition, acknowledging that I needed to transition and to shift, and setting the intention that I wanted to have that soul work, that soul feeling back, that was part of the transition process, was being able to acknowledge and set that transition. So often when we're in transition and we're in shift, if we don't have an intention and we don't declare to the universe, to God, whoever we believe in, that we want to go in that direction, and this is the direction, the intention that we set because we want to be shifted in that direction, we end up aimlessly just sitting in this place of what's next, because the universe and God doesn't know which way to send us. So this is really important. If you've never done intention work before, take time to sit down and write an intention of where you want the shift to lead you so that there's a path that can unfold. And then the very last step, which is the step that I am in right now, and hopefully if you're in transition, you can start to bring this into your transition and your shift as well, is giving up and surrendering the outcome in your transition and your shift. So often when it comes to, and I am guilty of this, I want everyone that's listening to this podcast, I want you to know that I am guilty of this. So often when we have transition and shift, we feel the need to control everything. We feel like we need to know what the next step is, and we need to control and execute that next step so that we can get further to the end of the tunnel where the light is. And while this is all bold and beautiful, and we think that this is really going to get us there, when it comes to shifting, when it comes to transitioning, there has to be a moment of giving it up, handing it over, and surrendering to something higher so that we can be given the next step. And of all of the steps that I've mentioned out of these four steps, this is the most important thing that you can do in any shift in your life, whether it's in a relationship, your business, your life, something that you want for yourself. When you can set the intention, when you can acknowledge that something needs to shift, and you can set the intention that you want to shift, and then you can hand it over to something bigger than yourself, that is when the path of where you're supposed to go, that's where it's going to unfold. That's where it's really going to show up for you. So how this has shown up personally in my business and in my life is that the moment I made the decision that I was going to hand over this transition to, I believe in God and the universe, when I was able to declare that that was going to be handed over, doors started to open. Everything started to open for me. I saw clearly the way that the Balance Boss company needed to be structured so that it could still run and empower coaches. I also received the vision of where I am supposed to go and where what I need to build next to tap back into that soul purpose, to share that message with the world. And from there, doors continue to open. So if you've never practiced surrender, if you've never practiced handing anything over, what I suggest that you do, and what has been really powerful for me, is that every morning and every evening, so when I wake up and before I go to bed at night, I take a moment to sit in meditation. If you don't have a meditation practice, you can sit in prayer, or you can just sit in stillness and allow myself to just let calm wash over me. If you're new to this, you can set a timer for 5 minutes. And then at the end of my meditation, I allow my palms to face up towards the sky, and I make a list of all of the things in my life that I'm handing over to something greater than myself, to God. So I declare, God, I'm handing over where this business needs to go. Please show me the way. And it's in that moment, in that surrender, that things will start to happen for you. So I wanted to be able to share this shift of what's happening. I am in it, full vulnerability and rawness. I am in it. I am in it right now. And I don't know exactly what the light is going to look like at the end of the tunnel. I'm starting to get glimpses into what it is going to look like. I'm currently in the process of creating a life transformation program that is going to help people tap into a lot of the very things that we've talked about here on The Balanced Boss from a life standpoint. And I do know that the Balanced Boss company and Balanced Boss Academy is going to continue to expand and grow with powerful master coaches, powerful programs, a powerful mastermind that is going to continue to feed into coaches and consultants and online entrepreneurs to really help them spread their message and get their impact to the people that need it. I know that that's, I can see that clearly. And so it's just this underlying vision of trust that has really emerged amidst this entire transition in my life and in my business. And I wanted to be able to share what that looks like. And I also want to let you know that to put it into four steps, it sounds really easy and the ability to execute it sounds clear. But you also need to know that it's messy. It's so messy. There are emotions that are so up and down on a day-to-day basis. When we have become, as I believe, as a human species and as a community, we have become so ingrained in having control and needing to know exactly what comes next, right? Like we create these visions in our brain of exactly the way that our life is supposed to unfold. And when something like this happens, when you start to tune into the way that you really feel and you are able to become aware and acknowledge of the things that don't feel good that need to shift, life takes a million turns all the time, a million twists and turns. So it's being able to surrender and knowing that, and trust and knowing that you're being guided. That's the hard part, right? Like that's the hard part of being in what we call life. So I hope that that helps you understand how I navigate change, how I navigate transition, how I navigate shifts in my own life and my own business. And I hope this gives you some permission to be able to lean in to the things that feel uncomfortable and know that if you can just acknowledge what needs to shift, if you can sit in the emotions of why something needs to shift, if you can set the intention that you're ready to shift, and then if you can hand it over to something bigger than yourself, I promise you that what is meant for you will unfold. The doors will open. It's just a matter of executing those four steps and allowing yourself to be all in. So as always, please know that I am so grateful that you have taken the time to listen to the Balance Boss podcast. This has been such a dream of mine. The Balance Boss podcast will continue to live on. It's one of my favorite things that I do underneath the Balance Boss company, to be able to talk to other entrepreneurs who are crushing their dreams and staying balanced in the process has been so wonderful. And so that is soul work. I love having conversations with people who are living the dream. So that will continue to live on. But I want you to know too that I'm so grateful for you for listening to this podcast and taking the time out of your day to really dive in to personal development and honoring exactly what it is that you want for yourself. If you know someone who needs this, please share the podcast with them. And as always, make sure that you go and like the podcast, leave us a review if it's something that you love. And if you have something that you want us to address on the podcast, please reach out to me personally, lzoller@laurenzoller.com. Follow me on Instagram @laurenzoller and let us know. What are your questions? Connect with us, because we're all here at the Balance Boss Company to let you know that you are seen, your impact matters, and we believe in you. Thank you guys so much. I will see you again next week.